This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Rajya Sabha has resumed discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar lauded the performance and capabilities of the armed forces during Operation Sindoor, and the results have made the country proud. He said the intention behind the Pahalgam terror attack was to destroy the economy of Jammu and Kashmir, which had returned to normalcy and prosperity after the abrogation of Article 370. Dr. Jaishankar said the incident had shocked the country, for which there was solidarity and sympathy from across the world. He said such an attack was absolutely unacceptable as it crossed red lines, and there had to be severe consequences and accountability of the perpetrators and their supporters.
It's a privilege to participate in the discussion on Operation Sindoor. And like everybody else in this house, I laud the performance of our armed forces and the results that have done this country so proud. The Pahalgam attack happened on April 22nd. Across the world, there was solidarity. But the question was, what after? And the answers were two. One, such an attack was absolutely unacceptable. It crossed our red lines. There had to be severe consequences. And two, there had to be accountability and justice.
Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that 77% reduction in rail accidents has been witnessed in comparison to 2014-15. In reply to a question the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said, in 2014-15, the number of rail accidents was 135, which has now come down to 31 in 2024-25. While replying to another question, the Railway Minister said that all the states have been covered with Vande Bharat train service in a short span of 3 years, and currently 144 Vande Bharat are operational across the country.
जब शताब्दी और राजधानी इंट्रोड्यूस हुई थी, जितने समय में देश के सारे राज्यों को कवर किया गया, अगर उस समय को कंपेयर करें, करीब करीब दो दशक से अधिक समय लगा था। आज माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने वंदे भारत जब इंट्रोड्यूस की, 3 साल के शॉर्ट टाइम फ्रेम में देश के सारे राज्यों को कवर किया। 144 सर्विसेज आज वंदे भारत की चल रही है और देश भर से इसका बहुत अच्छा फीडबैक आता है।
Communication Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has said that more than 1 crore 36 fake mobile connections have been disconnected with the help of Sanchar Sathi initiative. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Scindia informed that over 35 lakh people have lodged complaints of mobile theft on his portal. He said of them, more than 21 lakh stolen mobiles were traced and over 5 lakh mobile phones were returned to the owner. Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR and Earth Observation Satellite today. It will be launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. In a major anti-infiltration operation in Jammu and Kashmir, security forces eliminated two Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorists attempting to cross the line of control in the Poonch sector. The encounter began after troops observed suspicious movement along the fence early this morning. Swift action by the security forces led to the terrorists being gunned down. The encounter follows the recent elimination of terrorists involved in the April 22nd Pahalgam attack. After Pacific Tsunami Warning Center issued a widespread alerts, a powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the Pacific coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in the early hours today. According to United States Geological Survey, the quake initially recorded as an 8.7 magnitude tremor, which later upgraded, making it one of the strongest earthquakes in recent years, surpassing all since Japan's 2011 mega quake. The epicenter was located approximately 136 kilometers offshore at a depth of 19 kilometers along the Pacific Ring of Fire. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Parts of Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and northeastern states also expected to witness moderate to heavy rainfall throughout the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.